From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's foreign minister announces possible ceasefire in Syria. Sergei Lavrov says a renewed ceasefire could be announced in the near future, possibly within hours. The Russian diplomat met in Moscow with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura.
If, as we all hope, there will be some type of confirmation that even Aleppo will be returning into a cessation of hostility status, then what could imagine all of us is that meanwhile we will be restarting and pushing also for the humanitarian access and for the intra-Syrian talks.
Rebel fighters Tuesday launched deadly rocket attacks on government-held neighborhoods in Aleppo. A hospital was hit. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. The death was announced Tuesday in Germany by Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
An American service member has been killed in Iraq in the neighborhood of Erbil.
A Pentagon press secretary said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces when they came under attack. The European Commission is due to release details of its plan to overhaul the EU asylum system Wednesday. The plans are expected to touch off a renewed debate on how Europe should handle the recent influx of migrants. An estimated 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in the European Union last year. The new regulations will seek to correct EU failures in dealing with the migrant crisis, most notably its inability to get member states to absorb a total of 160,000 refugees. This is VOA News. A top French trade official says trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union are likely to grind to a halt due to the United States' reluctance to make concessions. Matthias Feckel told reporters Tuesday that failure is the most likely outcome for the talks on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana are going to the polls today in a crucial presidential primary election. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump faces a showdown with his bitter rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A victory in Indiana would likely put Trump on the path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Almost all opinion surveys show Trump leading Cruz in Indiana. After Trump's referenced stories suggesting a possible link between Ted Cruz's father and Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, the Texas senator responded in unusually angry terms Tuesday, calling the New York businessman a pathological liar.
The man cannot tell the truth, but he combines it with being a narcissist. A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
In the somewhat more civil Democratic race, pre-election polls show former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton locked in a tight contest with her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Transparency International says roughly one in three people in the Middle East and North Africa have had to pay a bribe for public services. A transparency report released Tuesday says bribes are commonly used to obtain public services in court systems and among regional police, as well as for medical care, documents, permits, and electric and water service. A majority of respondents say they think corruption is getting worse. The rights group Amnesty International says more than 1,000 Iraqis are being held without charge at makeshift counterterrorism centers throughout the country. Amnesty says many of the detainees were taken when Iraqi forces recaptured their towns from Islamic State forces. Many are suspected of collaborating with the militant group. Counterterrorism officers told Amnesty they lack personnel to carry out investigations in a timely manner and don't have the resources to treat detainees humanely. Nigeria's vice president says the previous government stole some $15 billion of public money through fraudulent arms agreements. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo said Tuesday the money was lost to corrupt practices in security equipment spending during the administration of former President Goodluck Jonathan. Current President Muhammadu Buhari won last year's election on promises to confront the chronic corruption problems. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.